This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the Trump administration yesterday signaled that it was drafting an executive order to pull out of NAFTA, there was a flurry in currency markets in Canada and Mexico. Got on the phone with the White House. There's a question about whether a president has the power to pull out of a treaty. Anyway, now the White House has agreed not to withdraw from NAFTA at this time. However, both Canada and Mexico agree that NAFTA could be changed today. A report on some leverage that Mexico might have in future negotiations. Corn. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
After NAFTA opened up the Mexican market, tons of yellow corn from the U.S. flooded in. Bruce Peterson, a corn farmer in Minnesota, says the U.S. producers have some built-in advantages.
There's a reason why we grow a lot of corn in the upper Midwest. We're blessed with quality soils and typically we get ample rainfall.
Unlike in arid Mexico, where competition with U.S. corn put many farmers out of business. U.S. producers now send about $2.5 billion of corn to Mexico each year. It's their biggest market. Knowing corn is a pressure point for the U.S., some immigrant rights advocates decided to push on it. It's retaliation against President Trump for his harsh rhetoric against immigrants and for his talk of building a border wall and renegotiating NAFTA.
For us, it was a very good opportunity to hit Donald Trump where we believe it will hurt the most, which is his economy.
Luis Avila is a Mexican-born activist in Arizona who helped start a campaign called No Maíz Gringo, that means no American corn. They're petitioning the Mexican government to boycott U.S. corn.
Our campaign is actually asking the Mexican government to not only stop buying corn from the United States, but invest in the production of Mexican corn.
A full boycott seems improbable, but a Mexican senator has introduced a bill calling for similar measures. And the Mexican government is exploring imports from Brazil and Argentina, their big corn-producing countries. And that worries Tom Slate, head of the U.S. Grains Council, a trade group.
Suddenly, politics has come into one of our most reliable markets.
Slate says there's a whole infrastructure built up for getting U.S. corn into Mexico easily, and corn from Latin American competitors comes with import taxes and other costs. But he says that could change.
We've opened up the doors, really, what the problem is. You know, our competitors for U.S. Grain supplies will definitely go through that door and certainly be a lot more aggressive in their pricing.
He says just last year, U.S. corn producers were talking about how to expand their exports to Mexico. Now they're looking to protect them. In Northfield, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.